This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. The leader of the organization planning a passenger rail line along Colorado's Front Range is leaving. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports on what that means for the prospect of train travel.
Andy Karzian has led the Front Range Passenger Rail District since the legislature created it a few years ago. The district had been working toward a 2024 ballot measure to fund the rail project, but delayed it so it could do more planning. Now, Karzian will leave the district at the end of the year. He declined to tell CPR News why, but district officials say their work will continue as the organization gears up to take the question to voters in 2026. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
An updated food bank is serving people in Alamosa. It's been open about a month. This new building is a repurposed grocery store, and it's part of the San Luis Valley's La Puente Food Bank network. The group's Judy McNeil-Smith says it may be twice as big as the old pantry, or bigger.
I almost say triple. I'm trying to visualize because when you walk in, it actually is. It just looks so much bigger.
McNeil-Smith notes Alamosa's new pantry has room for an indoor waiting area and a paved parking lot instead of an old dirt one with a bunch of potholes. They're holding a ribbon cutting to show off the amenities on November 7th. If you want to mail in your ballot, this is the last day officials recommend you do so to be received in time. And if you aren't already registered to vote, it's the last day that you can sign up online and get a ballot mailed to you. You can still register and vote in person at voting centers through Election Day. This is CPR News and KRCC. Find more at cprandkrcc.org.